Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Does the truth even matter? For those who believe that truth is whatever you want it to be, then truth cannot matter. We live in a world where conventional wisdom decries the concept of an absolute truth. Nothing is absolute. Nothing can be absolute, they say. But of course, the irony is, such a statement is an absolute. Sinners naturally resist the idea of absolute truth because it will eventually, if not always, reveal their error. Rather than confess to fault, to mistake, to error, and admit to being wrong, the world would rather deny real truth and create its own. Everyone would then have their own truth, but then there would really be no truth at all, which I suppose is still truth. Truly, if there is no truth, then there can be nothing. Because we exist, because there is a creation, a world in which we live, a body which we possess, there is truth. Those are all truths. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines truth as the body of real things, events, and facts. When you have truth, you have a point of comparison for all things. Thus, truth defines our reality. It establishes how things are supposed to be, and then, of course, reveals how and where things go wrong. To deny the truth is foolishness. It is then a denial of reality. On the night of his arrest, the Lord Jesus prayed earnestly for his own disciples. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Jesus desired for his disciples to be rooted, to be secured in the truth of God's holy word. Of course, God himself is the source of all truth. Jesus declared himself to be the way, the truth, and the life. We have these things because there is one true God. His word, written down and preserved for us, is truth. If God is truth, then his word must be the truth. This is what Jesus came to proclaim. Jesus said as much to Pontius Pilate at his own trial, "For this purpose I was born. For this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." As the Son of God, as the truth made into flesh, the Lord Jesus is the perfect witness to the truth. Shockingly, revealing his own limited human reason, influenced by the great thinking of his time, Pontius Pilate replied, "What is truth?" Jesus is truth. God is truth. God's love is truth. God's justice is truth. His mercy is truth. God's forgiveness is truth. God's existence as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is truth. The Son of God becoming flesh is truth. Jesus living life perfectly is truth. Jesus doing so for you is truth. Jesus suffering under Pontius Pilate is truth. Jesus crucified is truth. That Jesus died is truth. That Jesus descended into hell is truth. That Jesus rose from the dead on the third day is truth. That Jesus ascended into heaven is truth. That Jesus will come again to judge the living and the dead on the last day is truth. That the Bible is God's inspired and inerrant word is truth. That baptism saves you, gives you the forgiveness of sins, and grants you the gift of the Holy Spirit is truth. That the body and the blood of Christ Jesus our Lord is in the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper is truth. The Lord Jesus prayed that his disciples would be sanctified in the truth, because the truth is everything. The truth is worth living for and dying for. Because of our sin, the truth is that we must suffer under God's perfect justice. Because of God's amazing love, the truth is that God could suffer for us in the person of his Son. And that is what Jesus came here to do. He stepped into our place. He bore our sin and our death to the cross. Jesus became our mediator, our reconciler with God. Jesus' death upon the cross established the truth that our sins are fully paid for and forgiven. Jesus' resurrection from the dead established the truth that death is swallowed up in victory. And eternal life is thus the truth for those who believe in Jesus, who are baptized in his holy name. As those who are baptized into Jesus, you are of the truth. You listen to the voice of Jesus. That is all important in this sad world. Truth is rejected each and every day. Jesus is rejected each and every day. This is the greatest of evils. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God." Those who reject the truth claim evil as good and good as evil. And as sinners, we resist the call to confess our sinfulness. Confession of sin is admission of the truth. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. John writes in his first epistle, If we say we are not sinners, we make God out to be a liar. Confession is to speak again what is the truth. And God's word is that truth. When it condemns us in our sin, we must allow it to do so. We must not resist. We are called to confess our sin, to acknowledge our sinfulness, to agree that if God counted our iniquities, there would be no way that we could possibly stand. When we confess our sins, when we confess the truth of our sinfulness, God, who is faithful and just, forgives us our sins. He cleanses us from all our unrighteousness. And as those who receive Christ's forgiveness, who believe in that forgiveness, John declares in our epistle text, whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. That testimony is the testimony of God, the Spirit of truth. And by faith in Christ Jesus, you bear the testimony of Jesus Christ within you. It is the certain truth that God the Father has made known to us through his Son, the Word made flesh. And by faith in Jesus Christ, bearing the testimony of Jesus, you have that testimony of the truth within you. You are thus present here in this sinful and broken world as the testimony of God's own Son, the Savior of all the world. Jesus promised His beloved disciples that He would send them the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Paraclete. The Spirit would then guide them into all the truth. That is, the Spirit of God would guide the disciples into a full and right understanding of who Jesus is and what He had come here to do. He would make the gospel fully clear to them. And they in turn would proclaim that gospel as the truth, and they would give up their lives for it. They were moved by God's Spirit to write down that truth into which they had been led. And we are blessed to receive that word as the word of truth, the truth of God. Those who believe it are changed by it. The word of God endures forever. It does not change, but we are changed by it. Those who believe that word of God are thus declared to be the children of God. And so you are. The simple answer to Pilate's question, what is truth, is Jesus. Jesus is the truth. All that He is truth. All that He has done is truth. All that He gives to you is truth. Your salvation is truth. Your forgiveness is truth. Your life everlasting is truth. Your peace with God is truth. Your hope is truth. Your comfort is truth. God's great love for you is truth. God's promises to you are all truth. And into this truth, you are sanctified by God's Holy Spirit through the very gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the truth, as spoken by God Himself in Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the truth that has truly set you free from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. This is the truth that declares you to be God's chosen people, special and cherished by Him forevermore. Amen. The peace that does pass all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in the truth in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.